too. Fine.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Zurich to Berlin to Nairobi, Fiji to Malibu, we are the Tastemakers. Good morning, everybody, live from Los Angeles or Southern California. We're the Tastemakers, Mark.
Greetings to our listeners from around the world.
Another hot day in the...
95 out there right now.
95 today, and it's going to get up to triple digits, I think, by Thursday. So it is going to be smoking for the next couple of days.
But 90 at the beaches.
90 at the beaches. Good to be in a cool studio today.
Yep. You're nice and cool.
Nice and cool. Like, this is fantastic.
Real
I know
nice
when
and
we
cool.
exit, it's going to be smoking hot out there before we get to our lunch date. A big shout out. The show is sponsored today by Steamboat Soap Company in Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Yeah, that's steamboatsoap.com. And they are also purveyors of ranchorganics.com.
And you can find them not only in Anthropology,
right.
correct? Anthropology across the United States. They're also in a lot of different boutiques throughout Southern California as well.
And you could purchase them around the world via the internet at www.steamboatsoap.com. So we want to say a big thank you for steamboatsoap.com for sponsoring our show, The Tastemakers.
And a big shout out and hello to Debbie out there in Steamboat Springs.
She's organizing right now.
Oh, she's organizing?
Yeah.
Isn't she usually in the barn around this time?
Could be, but right now she's organizing because she's got she's going to a full store this Memorial Day weekend.
That's right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
The product is going to the store.
Super big shout out for that. She's going into the stores and fantastic.
Thank you, Ranch Organics and Steamboat Soap Company.
Boy, I like the name of that company. I like the name of the little little town that she lives in, Steamboat Springs. So big shout out to them. A lot of other hellos and mentions today.
Busy day today, man. Lots on the slate.
Lots on the slate, lots on the docket, and it's been a busy last week, I guess.
Yeah, last week has been back-to-back, jam-packed with things for the Harris Brothers, the Tastemakers, the Kings of Swag. So why don't we get started with some of our celebrity birthdays?
Oh, that's right. That's that is how we
our ritual over
our
here,
ritual
the Tastemakers.
Yes, not a lot happened. Well, every day there's you know several celebrity birthdays, but not a lot going on today. But here's one that kind of surprised me. I guess I know he's young. I didn't think he was this young. Rob Pattinson.
Yeah, the Twilight guy.
Because it seems like Twilight's been around for 10 years.
Does seem like that, doesn't it? Because they've had like 6 movies or something, haven't they?
It seems like
in a short period of time.
Guess his age.
I'd say 25.
You're usually right on the button within a year or two, but Rob had 27 today.
Well, I was 20. Yeah. I said 25, so that's right on the button.
Yeah,
almost.
That's what I said. You're usually right on the button. But like I said, it seems like those movies have been around for 10 years.
It does.
Dennis Rodman, crazy man from the Detroit Pistons and the LA Lakers to North Korea.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman is 52 today. So he's
wow.
52 candles on that.
Not bad looking for 52.
Not bad looking for 52. Here's a guy that's been around forever. I thought he was a little older than this, just a little older than this. Stevie Wonder, or as Don Rickles used to call him in the early Beach movies, Little Stevie Wonder.
Well, not just Don Rickles. That was his title back then. He was Little Stevie Wonder.
63 today, 63 today. So 4 years ago, he was 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, he was in the 50s.
Huh.
Seems like he's been around forever. And
he does. And he's another one that looks he's held his age very well.
Yeah. Must be the conditioner, skin or moisturizer.
Yeah.
I thought we drinking a lot of water.
Got to moisturize, and you have to drink the water.
Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish. He's a little older than I thought. 47 today.
I was going to say 43.
47 candles on his birthday cake today. And if he was still alive today.
Oh, boy.
Richie Valens.
Oh, yeah.
From Pacoima. Our own little Richie Valens. From
La Bamba.
How
old?
He would have been 73 today.
Wow.
73 today. Steve Colbert, the new...
Stephen Colbert.
Well, Steve Colbert.
He goes by Stephen Colbert.
Well, according to Matt Harris, he goes by Steve.
He's not Steve Colbert.
I'll call him Little Stevie Colbert.
Today that's not it either.
Little Stevie Colbert is 49 today. He'll be replacing David Letterman.
And he looks every bit of the 49.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
And he wasn't my choice.
Definitely wasn't my choice. I never even saw his show on... what was he on, the Comedy Network?
Yep. I think so, yeah. Comedy Network.
But
it wasn't my choice for sure.
Yeah. 49 today. One last one. Here we go. Sonny Levine.
Sonny Levine. Oh, wait a minute.
32 today.
32?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know who
that
is.
She's related to Michael Levine.
But who is she?
I don't know. She's an actress.
Oh, she's just Sunny.
Yeah,
Levine.
I don't know what her name to claim was, but she popped her name.
The only Sunny I know is Sunny von Bülow, who is still in a state of deep freeze out there in Rhode Island from Krott von Bülow from the Reversal of Fortune fame 30 years ago.
She must be in her 90s or older.
Probably, but you know she's still plugged in. So Krott's gone, but she's still going.
Really?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Oh, you think so?
I think she is. I have to research that. Sunny von Bülow of Reversal of Fortune.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay, well, she's in the deep freeze. So
great. Is that it for the birthdays, that's or can we continue the show?
That's it for the birthdays.
Great. All right.
Let's move on. What's on tap for the day?
Well, since we didn't get a chance to talk about it last week, since the show was not on last week, let's go over our great event that our favorite event of the whole year.
Number one event.
Yeah. The Running of the Roses, the Kentucky Derby, the 140th annual Kentucky Derby from Louisville, Kentucky.
The best 2 minutes in sports.
That's what they say.
Churchill Downs.
Or the most exciting 2 minutes of sports.
And we've been attending the Derby for the last 8 years, and this was the first year, I think, since 2007, that there's been no rain whatsoever.
Right. We've been there, there's been a few drops, a drizzle. Yeah, and we've been there in the monsoon where the track was what they call sloppy. But this is the first year since 2007 that there was no rain on the Kentucky Derby. And since we were there firsthand, we must say sunny and 75.
Not even humid. You know, it's usually even humid a little bit, but nothing. Just fantastic.
I mean, it was absolutely to die for on Derby Day, which was fantastic. And we had a complete, I guess most of the show right now is going to be Kentucky Derby based because we have so much to talk about while we were in Louisville.
Before we start talking about our travels and adventures and red carpet events, Mark, did you want to give a couple shout-outs to some of the wonderful brands that participated in our
Absolutely. Again, Wild Creations, our core business, has been providing gifting at the Kentucky Derby since 2008, I believe. So we have multiple events that we partner with. The Grand Gala is a fabulous event, which is, many would say, the preeminent event in Louisville during Derby weekend.
Takes place the night before the Derby.
Right, Derby Eve, which you know, is funny thing
very
is
busy evening.
The majority of almost all events taking place during Derby weekend don't take place Derby night. They take place
the day before or 2 days
Derby.
Before.
Right, yeah.
Pre-Derby, the night before or the Thursday night before.
Thursday and Friday, and Friday. So, you know, between the Grand Gala, which you're proud to say that we participated with, which had to be probably, the preeminent gifting event, because the talent that was involved in that event alone, Jamie Foxx, Angela Bassett, Keith Robinson, Dr. J, Julius Irving.
I know Robin
Angela
Thicke
Bassett.
Robin Thicke was originally attached to the event.
Angela Bassett was there. Star Jones. I mean, the list goes on and on.
On and on. Ken Griffey Jr.
Right.
Scottie Pippen.
Yeah. And all these names.
Kevin Johnson.
Received the official WOW Creation Celebrity Gifting Bag for
and
this
a hell
event.
Of a bag it was.
Boy, I think the bag itself... that these stars, and again, here we go with the celebrities. They have everything out there. They don't need anything else. But
they always want more, Mark. You know that.
And they're worth it. They deserve to get more. But the average price or gift bag that the celebrity talent was getting valued at $4,000, $4,000 plus.
That is a lot of scratch
for these celebrities. So I mean,
that sounds like a nice gift bag.
You know, I would have loved to have one of these gift bags. One of the great things.
Wait a minute, hold on now.
Oh, wait a minute, we did get a gift bag.
Did.
Yeah, that's right.
Because one of the things about Wild Creations, Mark, whatever we participate in and the gift bags we provide, we always get one off the top.
Right.
Don't forget.
Well, we have
that.
To sample the product to make
of
sure
course.
That it's cool and it's
Absolutely.
Legitimate and it's good stuff.
Got to make sure it's worthy of the celebrities getting. So before they get it, we have to get one.
Have you ever been down to the Dominican Republic?
You know what? I've never been down there, but I hear it's absolutely beautiful, and it's on my list, pal.
Yashica Mountain Eco Resort.
What?
In the mountains of Dominican Republic.
The mountains of
It's an eco-friendly resort, which means everything is eco-friendly there.
Fantastic.
All-inclusive.
Very, very pro-eco here.
All-inclusive activities, meals, beverages.
How about the cocktails?
Cocktails.
Oh, boy.
And the hotel itself.
What was the name of the hotel again?
It's the Yashica Mountain Eco Resort in the Dominican Republic. And we have to put a big shout out and thank you.
Huge.
For providing an almost $3,000 vacation.
That was the anchor for the gift bag. That's
I mean, you have to have an item that really is a draw, something
like we
that's
call it
sensational.
An anchor.
Yeah. So, again, we can't say it enough. Thank you, Yashica Mountain Eco Center Resort. It's Caribbean paradise for healthy living in the Dominican Republic.
Well, I look forward to getting down there. I'm not quite sure how the schedule looks to fit it in, but look forward to getting down there.
I don't know about you, but I gave up on coffee a few years ago. And one of the I gave up on coffee for something else, a morning beverage. I'm like the English.
Oh, boy.
One thing I like to have every day is a great cup of tea. Okay.
Now, do you have it with lemon or cream?
Sometimes I have it with lemon. Sometimes I have it with cream.
Because it's very proper to have it with the cream.
Right. Now, I want to say a big shout out to Bigelow Tea for participating in not only all the gift bags for the Grand Gala, which was a huge number. Not only the
celebrity VIPs, but to everybody attending the gala.
Right. It's America's classic, Bigelow Tea, and it's it's family tea blenders since 1945. Now, you know, if they've been brewing this tea since 1945, it's got to be good. And one great thing, they added, it's their constant comment, black tea, which is probably I won't say I'm a connoisseur when it comes to tea, but I like tea. And this tea is... I think they knock it out of the ballpark because it is just one of the best teas. Have you had a chance to sample it?
I have sampled, but I'm not a tea person like you, so yeah. I can't praise it like you do. So, yeah. I mean, I'm a coffee guy, but I did try it. It tastes good to me, but like I said, you're the tea guy.
BigelowTea.com, and that is BigelowTea.com. If, ladies and gentlemen around the world, if you haven't sampled or tried Bigelow Tea yet, I strongly advise you to go to their website or go to the supermarket and buy yourself a case, a few boxes of Bigelow Tea, and see how you enjoy it. Call us next week and let us know what your sampling was like, and we'd love to put you on the air and have an open discussion on Bigelow Tea. Our friends at Bigelow Tea, thanks again for participating.
Absolutely.
And, it really was, man. It was a what do you call that? It's a variety type of gift bag we had. It was an eclectic gift bag.
A nice variety, yeah.
We had everything from Bigelow Tea. We had a gourmet... pet food, Slobbers.
Slobbers.
Yeah, it was included in the
Everybody's
thing.
Got a pet. Not everybody's got a dog, but everybody's got a... It seems like everybody's got a cat or a dog, and you can never have enough pet stuff, whether it's a collar or pet food or a little gourmet thing.
One thing I noticed in Louisville during Derby weekend and at the Kentucky Oaks on Friday and at the Kentucky Derby on Saturday was the cigars. The men liked their cigars during Derby weekend.
And
we had a couple of great sponsors. Jack Toronto Cigars.
Big shout out to Jack. That stuff was fantastic.
The cigars came in from Miami.
They did.
So Jack Toronto Cigars were great. We also had Rumba Cigars from Atlanta, which were included, which were fantastic. An interesting product, Eucalin.
That's a cleansing product.
It is a cleansing product.
It's eco-friendly too, isn't it?
It is. It's an eco-friendly cleansing product, which, again, these bags were filled with a great variety of things. We had sunglasses. We had watches. We had T-shirts, hats, sun cream, skin cream, chocolates. Yeah, so I'm only touching base on a few of these things, but like I was saying about Eucalin, EucaLan.com. You want a good cleaning product? Go to Eucalin.com.
Eco-friendly.
You
mentioned perfume, I believe. We had a wonderful sponsor that was in the bag that...
And I hope I pronounced the name right.
That's a tricky one, Mark. Good luck with it. Better you than
Just
I.
Demore. JustDemore.com.
Sounds too easy.
Yeah. Now, everybody's got your Calvin Kleins and your Ralph Lauren and Karl Lagerfeld's, but this one here, Just Demore.
Smaller company.
It's a smaller company with a finer blend of fragrance, I call it, because it's a fragrance that's going to stick with the men, stick with the women, and it's something that, I sampled firsthand. I don't know if you had the opportunity to sample it.
I did. I love it.
But
yeah.
JustDemore.com. A great fragrance.
A fine addition to the bag as well, Mark.
Yeah, this is the first time that we've worked with them, and I know as a fact that everybody I talked to that actually had it there, a lot of people don't open up the gift bags at the event. Some people are in a hurry to get it open. Some wait for a later time to open it up. But the people that I talked to that sprayed it on, including myself, smelled good the rest of the evening. And the good thing about that is I have it for that's going to last me a few months now. So, and when I run out, I know I'm going to contact them again because this was a fragrance that is unlike anything I've
it's
smelled
a little different.
Before.
It's unique. Yeah. It's not like the common kind you're going to get at the department store. Yeah. And people, that's one of the good things about the gift bags that we provide, Mark. Like you said earlier, it's an eclectic mix. It's not always going to be the name brand stuff. It's the new brands that we introduce. We use this marketing platform to elevate their status and introduce a new brand and get the product into like Jamie Foxx and Angela Bassett's hands and so forth. That's the whole goal and the dynamic of one of the things that we do.
So our listeners around the world, I got to tell you, as usual, as I always say when we go over the brands that are included in our gifting and our promotions and our brand integration, go out there and try these brands, sample these brands, tell two friends, tell them to two friends. And, you know, we only use the best brands out there. You're not going to find something, a lousy, cheesy brand involved in Wild Creations bag. So when you hear us talk about them on the air around the world, we're telling you this is something that we've had, we've sampled.
Yep.
Our celebrities love it. So, you know, if Jamie Foxx can use it, if Angela Bassett can use it, then you can use it because you've already had sampling by the tastemakers, Mark and Matt Harris. So as I say every week, go out there, try these products, and see for yourself how good they are. So, I mean, we had scarves, we had LASIK surgery, chocolates,
radar watches,
rum cakes,
several boxes of chocolates, several different brands, I believe,
candles, aprons, teeth whitening. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. Lord Nut Levington. Now, this guy was on Shark Tank, right? He has these gourmet flavored nuts,
yeah.
And these things were out of the park.
Hey, we were. I don't think we ever got our sample. We were supposed to get our samples. So.
Yeah, we had a sample. We've already had them. You forgot about them, but we've had them, and they were fantastic. They're gourmet, spicy nuts.
We were supposed to have a couple of cases sent to the office.
Yeah.
I don't think we got those.
But these
I know
nuts
we tasted
are fantastic.
The samples, yeah. Wonderful gift bag, wonderful event, and fantastic. And usually for the last 8 years, I have not won a race whatsoever. But this year, we both won.
All of us, even the wives.
Yeah, won big.
This is about one of the only events that the Harris brothers take our wives on to the Kentucky every year.
Too many events can't always bring the wives along, but this is the one. It's a four-day event for us. We go down there early and attend all these events, so the wives do come with us, have a fantastic time, and like Mark just said, we all won on that horse.
Yeah, and you know what? When
California Chrome
was the winner.
Say your story, Mark.
Well, I was at Santa Anita Park a month and a half ago for the Kentucky Santa Anita Derby, so I witnessed California Chrome race
firsthand.
And win that race firsthand. And as soon as it ran and won, I said, that is the Kentucky Derby winner.
You did.
That's right. And not only is California Chrome the Kentucky Derby winner, ladies and gentlemen, I am calling it that we are going to see our lifetime here in the next couple of weeks, starting
history.
This Saturday in Preakness, history being made as California Chrome wins the Triple Crown in 2014. Folks, it hasn't been done in over 30 years, but we will witness it firsthand starting 2 weeks ago at Churchill Downs, continuing this Saturday at Pimlico in Baltimore as we see the Preakness.
Is that this Saturday?
It is. And then 2 weeks later in Belmont in New York City.
I didn't realize it was so soon. I better get to Santa Anita and put down a little wager.
Get down your wager. So California Chrome. So when we do our show next Wednesday, let's discuss how the Preakness went.
We're one step closer to the Triple Crown.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I didn't realize it was
But it was great to win because, like you said, we never win at the track.
Never.
So all of us won. The wives, we won. And
had a couple other smaller wagers that came through as well. But like I said, they were smaller wagers just to play, make it a little more exciting. But the big race was, wow. What a race, what a day, what an event, what a four-day event.
Well, let's start off with Mama Carolla's because I think we told Mama Carolla herself that we were going to talk about it.
Absolutely.
Today. We landed. Our Derby weekend trip started off in beautiful Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
Yeah, where we went to a fantastic homespun Italian restaurant near downtown Indianapolis.
Building that was built in the 20s.
Mama Carolla's.
Mama Carolla's, world-famous Mama Carolla's, been an institution and signature in Indianapolis, I think, since the 50s.
Now, you hear a name like Mama Carolla. Naturally, I just thought, well, there's not actually a Mama Carolla. Well, folks, there was an actual Mama Carolla who greeted us
as we arrived.
Yeah,
and immediately asked for a photo of us. It wasn't the other way around, but wonderful, very friendly, and couldn't wait to take a gander at that menu.
Yeah.
And
boy, what a menu.
Old-fashioned
loaded
Italian
potato
cooking.
Soup, right? The loaded potato soup. I don't know you had that. I had it.
We both had it. Yeah.
Boy.
The wives stuck with the Plano salad, but we went the potato soup, and it was fantastic, not to mention the bread, the sourdough bread that they provided with us.
Gosh.
Fantastic. A couple glasses of
you know, Cabernet. Italian is just everybody loves Italian food, you know. But if you find someplace that's got fantastic Italian food, like Mama Carolla's, boy, that's living at its finest.
Veal Parmesan here, pal. Veal Parmesan.
I had the chicken Parmesan.
Yeah.
And it was.
You know, the sad thing is, the great thing is, it was a huge portion. The portions were fantastic, too.
If you guys are going to Mama Carolla's, you can share a plate.
Yeah, because we were in a hotel. We were leaving the next day. We couldn't bring our leftovers home, which was a damn shame to have to leave it behind.
Well, you know, we could have put it in the fridge of the room, but when were we going to eat it?
Yeah, we wouldn't have eaten it.
Because we were out late that
we
night.
Left early
because we were on our way to Louisville. And so Mama Carolla's in Indianapolis, it's it's a classic, folks. I mean, you got to get there and you got to have Mama Curls. And if you get there, let them know that the Harris brothers sent you. They'll take care of you.
Yeah, they'll take care of you for sure. They took care of us.
Hey, how about this? I just got breaking news and congratulations to him. American Idol's Clay Aiken wins the Democratic nomination for Congress in North Carolina. Unfortunately, it's funny, you know.
One of his competitors
died last night. So his only competitor, really. The other guys were just has-beens. But when your main competitor dies the night before the primary, it's kind of weird.
Sounds.
So we call him. Well, it's just the.
Sounds like cloak and dagger.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the cause of death for his
It just said
opponent.
He had died at home. But big congratulations to Clay Aiken, or should I say Congressman Aiken.
Had the pleasure of meeting him a couple years back in an award show. Very nice guy.
Yeah, very down home.
So now he's a congressman?
He was nominated. I'm not sure if this was the primary. I think this is just the primary.
Oh,
I think the election is in June next month. So.
Okay, well, congratulations for him. And
yeah.
Sorry about it.
The other guy that
opponent.
Passed away. Yeah, I don't even remember what his name was.
Well,
so our condolences go out to the family and friends of the other candidate who passed away yesterday.
Well,
so that's always tough news.
Yeah.
Tough news. But
thanks again to Mama Carolus. That's where the trip started, and we were off to Louisville.
Straight to Celebrity Day at the Downs, which is something we've never been at before. And since we are quasi-celebrities because of
pseudo.
Our fame on pseudo-quasi. Because of our fame on the Storage Wars show on A&E, we were invited.
Which, by the way, Mark, we are not on tonight.
Oh,
there's several episodes,
it.
But we're not on tonight. But, I mean, I'm sure we're going to be on next
week.
Well,
the good thing about that is there's 149 countries around the world that run it. So
right.
I guarantee you we're almost somewhere.
We're almost like I Love Lucy. We may not be on it. We were just on Sunday, two episodes. So it's almost like I Love Lucy. Storage Wars seems to always be on. And it seems like we're on quite often. So we are not on tonight. But two episodes on Sunday. And then next week, I'm sure we're going to be on again. So like you were saying, Mark, our pseudo quasi
we continued
status.
As we went to Celebrity Day at the
Celebrity
Downs.
Celebrity Day at the Downs.
Which was great because we met about...
And you know, Mark, speaking of quasi pseudo, we fell into the same category with the other celebrities in attendance. Right?
Well, the Grand Marshal was Jeff Corwin.
From... He's on Animal Planet currently.
He's not Jack Hanna. Everybody thinks he's Jack Hanna. He's the other guy. So I like to refer to Jeff Corwin as
the other guy.
Yeah. Everybody knows, again, Jack Hanna, he's the foremost authority on animals and wildlife and so forth. But the other guy, Jeff Corwin, he's kind of like the other. And the other Grand Marshal of the parade was that guy from Cougar Town.
That guy. I don't even know what his name is.
Right.
He's the – I guess he would be considered the star of that show.
Of Cougar Town.
Next to Courtney Cox. He's
yeah.
the one that I think he's dating her or he's got a relationship with her. Sorry to say, don't know his name, but
yeah.
J.B. Sheldon, he's a country singer from Kentucky. He was one of the other guests there. And like I said, we fell into the same category with these people, but we had fantastic VIP treatment. We were
yeah.
like in a roped
off
area.
The food. You know, they've got the prime rib, they've got the turkey, they've got the chicken, but they've got something down south.
The sauce.
Henry Bain sauce. Now, if you're not from the south, and we are not, Harris Brothers are born and raised here in Los Angeles, but when we make the
trip to Louisville every year,
Henry Bain sauce is... an accompaniment.
Fantastic. Not only for chicken, but pretty much goes with anything. I like it in my mashed potatoes even.
Oh, yeah. You've got to slather it over everything. So, you know, at Celebrity Day at the Downs, the buffet, and that's when we started with the mint juleps too.
Oh, boy.
On Thursday when we got there, which is crazy because we usually get there Friday, and we're there for Friday and Saturday and so forth.
Got here a day early this year.
Yeah. So the juleps started flowing at Churchill Downs that Thursday afternoon. So, I mean, this was a whirlwind trip because
yep.
right after we left there at 2 o'clock from the Celebrity Day of the Downs, we immediately went to...
The Galt House. For a cocktail party.
Yeah, which is the... If you're going to
Louisville
during...
The Galt House is one of the signature hotels. It's the largest hotel in downtown
yeah.
Louisville, and it's a partner with the Churchill Downs and with the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
And it's the place to be seen if you're in town for that event.
Yeah, so we always like to go there for an hour or so for the cocktails and hors d'oeuvres.
And be seen.
Right, and we were seen. A lot of people recognize this from the Storage Wars. One good thing about Kentucky, many good things about Kentucky, but Kentucky is the Storage Wars has a huge following in Kentucky. Wherever Matt and I went, we were treated as if we were George Clooney and Brad Pitt. Because these Kentuckians.
And Mark's not overdoing it either. It was surprising enough. That's the type of attention we did receive,
yeah.
which was surprising.
Right.
We were blown away, but
yep.
we'll take it.
Yeah.
And if you're going to get it, take it.
Yeah, it was.
I don't get it, but if you're going to get it, take it.
Yeah. So after we knocked out some autographs and did some pictures over there at the Galt House,
and
we
had a couple more mint juleps. They continued to flow throughout the evening, throughout the day, and throughout the weekend.
We were off to riding in the Pegasus Parade. Now the Pegasus Parade has been going on for 59 years in Louisville. It's like the Macy's Parade, it's like the Rose Parade, it's like the Hollywood Christmas Parade.
But outside of Louisville and Kentucky, you probably really don't know what it is. But like Mark said, it's been going on for 59 years. It is a signature and staple during Derby Week. So.
Yeah. So we got to ride in it, which was great.
And
it was
all the cars were Corvettes, convertible Corvettes.
Yeah. So it was cool. I mean, this was
our second parade.
Yeah, our second parade. You know, we rode in the Hollywood Christmas Parade back in December. And, oh, no, actually, that was November, I guess, right?
Yeah,
we filmed in November.
Yeah.
Right. So
early.
Back to more, we were at the green room.
Love those green rooms.
At the start of the
parade. Love those green rooms, right, Mark?
So, the food. I wish I would have remembered the caterer so I could give him a big shout out over here.
Fantastic. You know. I took the business card, but the
finger sandwiches. The finger sandwiches,
But more than just a finger sandwich.
Yeah.
Huge. Probably the largest finger sandwiches I've ever had. The variety was fantastic. The Gouda cheese, the fresh deli meats. Just
living life is enjoying food, and I got to say, we love it. Now, over here at the green room, we stepped aside from the mint juleps, and we're just drinking bourbon. Now, Kentucky is bourbon country. You can drink all the bourbon you want. You got your Knob Creek, your Woodford Reserve,
Four Roses.
And you
Maker's
go on.
Mark. Maker's
I mean, just bourbon. So
can't get enough of it.
Had a few.
More than a few, my friend.
More than a few, my goodness gracious. Now, mind you, we're still on our first day here now, our first full day. So we're riding.
We went from Indianapolis and having Mama Curls the night before to attending the Derby, Celebrity Derby Day, then it was the Galt House, then it was the parade.
Yep.
And the parade was wonderful, except it was freezing.
Freezing cold that night, yeah.
And we were in the convertible, so yep. it was freezing. A lot of fan base, a lot of fan support. It was fantastic.
Thank you, Kentucky, for watching Storage Wars.
Yes,
we appreciate that.
But after we survived that freezing, I mean, it really was, and it looked like it was going to rain. It did not rain, but
we're off to our next event. And by the way, we're driving in our it's the Infiniti SUV.
I don't even know what the number is. Yeah, I don't even know
what it was. The rent a car place,
which we
took our reservation months ago for a Cadillac,
guaranteed us a Cadillac
or a Lincoln. They took the reservation, but then when we get there, as they did in the Seinfeld episode, anybody can take a reservation. The key of taking the reservation is holding the reservation.
And providing you with your reservation.
So they didn't have our Lincoln. They didn't have our Cadillac. So they upgraded us at no charge to the Infiniti SUV, which we were lucky. This thing was beautiful.
At the start, we didn't consider it an upgrade. That's not what we wanted, and we did not want an SUV. But at the end of the day, fantastic.
After
getting
it,
was one of these
it,
cars that almost drove by itself, had all kind of gadgets. I still don't know what some of those gadgets were for.
Right.
I mean, but fantastic.
It was fantastic. It was a great car. So thank you, Avis, for stepping up. And
big shout out to Avis.
Avis Rent-A-Cars. So now we continue. After the parade, we headed out to the plantation. It was out there. The name of the plantation?
Jeez.
It was for the Jim Beam Poker.
Celebrity Charity Poker
Jim
Tournament.
Jim Beam Celebrity Poker Tournament. Sponsored by SouthernGaming.com.
And one of the hosts was Denny Crum, the ex-basketball coach at the University of Louisville.
And they're in partnership with Unbridled Eve Gala.
Fantastic charity event.
Blessings in a Backpack.
Blessings in a Backpack.
So BlessingsInABackpack.com. Thank you.
Quick pit stop out there. We had a long night ahead of us, so we only made about an hour visit there.
More bourbon,
more mint juleps,
more Henry Bain sauce, and the cheeses again. Back to the cheeses, you know, with the cheese and the dip and the crackers.
Well, you gotta love that open buffet.
Open buffet and open bar, yeah. So we knocked out a couple pictures on the step and repeat, had a couple more bourbons, had some more food with the Henry Bain sauce.
And then we were off to our last event for the evening after a very, very long day.
Ferdinand
Ball in downtown Louisville at the Muhammad Ali
Center.
Museum. Center?
Yeah, Muhammad Ali Center.
Yeah, fantastic venue.
Yeah, it was
a chilly night.
Event. Now, the Ferdinand Ball benefits previous horses that have been in the Kentucky Derby. A lot of these horses go out to pasture, they stud, or they just slowly fade away. And a lot of these horses need some help. And
it's like an old folks home.
Yeah, kind of like an old folks home.
For
Because everybody doesn't go out there by way of who won last year and so forth.
Couldn't even tell you.
Yeah. But anyhow, a lot of these horses don't have anywhere else to go after they fizzle out. And the Ferdinand Ball is a great charity that provides for the horses that an old folks home has. No, it sounds kind of funny, but it was a great event. We had some great people that were there. And it was Bullet Bourbon. Bullet Bourbon was one of the sponsors.
Right. Fantastic stuff. Actually, I don't think I tasted one bad bourbon while we were there. Not at all. But big shout out to Bourbon or Bullet Bourbon and another wonderful variety of foods that were being offered. And they had some desserts. And what was the dessert that they had?
Well, because they had a Moroccan theme.
Yeah.
So it was...
some kind of quirky stuff. But it was
Moroccan themed dessert.
And they had oysters, too. I thought that was an interesting addition to the buffet there. Oysters?
Yeah. And you have to have the sauce. They didn't have any
cocktail sauce.
Yeah.
Just the lemon. But
no Tabasco. Was there Tabasco there? No Tabasco. No
A1. Lemon.
No, yeah.
Just lemon. But that was an interesting thing. It was a fantastic party. Widespread good food and... But just the
now that was the end of our first night.
Yeah, that was just the first night.
Jeez.
Boy, that was a hell of a day.
It was a long day.
Fantastic. Then the next day was Oaks Day, which is to benefit women's breast cancer. And
so everybody wears pink at the Derby. And at the Derby at Churchill Downs. So we started off with breakfast at the Galt House in the Magnolia Room. Had a great breakfast. And then we were off to Churchill Downs. Now, the great thing about this at Churchill Downs is they've got all this parking around Churchill Downs. You go inside the lot, you're stuck. It's just a mess.
I think the lot is limited to just buses, yeah. VIPs, and groups and so forth. So you're limited. You have to park outside at a
So we park. We're lucky. We got the same spot we always get.
Yeah.
But you're a few blocks from park. So there's all the locals are out there with their minivans, and they're driving
minivans,
around to drive
bikes,
you in.
Bikes, little golf carts.
They're all trying to make some money, so they're driving you out. So we're walking, and we're waiting for the first car to come, and here comes the minivan. The guy rolls down the window and says, "You guys want to ride to the Churchill Downs?" And we said, sure. And then he says, "Well, wait a minute."
Well, first we said, "We'll pass. We're just going to walk. It's only a couple blocks." And then he says, "Wait a minute. I remember you guys from last year." Coincidentally enough, he was the same driver that we had last year.
How about
Gets
that?
Out of the car, goes crazy. I mean, what are the odds of that?
Yeah.
Last year when he gave us a ride, he recognized us from Storage Wars and went crazy. Got out of the car, had to take a photo of us. And real nice guy, very, very friendly. And again, we're a couple blocks away. We're walking. He pulls up. We originally said, "We're okay," because we were literally, I think, two blocks away. And then he recognized us. And because he recognized us, we knew the coincidence. I mean, come on, what are the odds, right? So we got in the car, took the two-block ride. We're in and out of the car within just, I think, 2 minutes, but another fan.
Yeah, so we were lucky enough to go to the Mansions, which is the highest-end spot that you've got inside Churchill Downs.
There's all kinds of suites, hospitality suites, jockey suites, corporate suites, but the Mansions is at another level.
This is the second year. Last year was the first year. We were lucky enough to be there. We thank Rowena for getting us in there, one of our business partners, and we were in the Mansions.
Big shout out to Rowena,
yeah.
Mark. Big shout out.
Yeah, we were in the Mansions this year. Again, second year. And this place is unbelievable. If you aren't familiar with the Mansions, Google the Mansions at Churchill Downs. Check this thing out, because I don't think we could brag enough about it.
It's like the Ritz-Carlton or the Four Seasons of a hotel.
Yeah. Yeah, right there Churchill at Churchill
Downs. Yeah.
And it was, again,
the decor was fantastic.
The decor, the desserts,
the menu,
the buffet, again, the drinks.
The chefs. I mean, they brought in chefs from Chicago and New York.
They had the finest chefs, the finest mixologists.
To specialize in certain items. I mean, they had the buffet, they had the carving centers, but they also, like I said, brought chefs in from Chicago, New York, San Francisco for certain specialty items. Which,
and how about this, what I'll call a cigar buffet.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Help yourself. I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
Other than last year, never been, as many events as we go to, never seen, like you said, the cigar buffet.
And one of our favorites, well, Camacho, I guess. Camacho cigar was just the best cigar we had.
Yeah.
We also tried the Macanudo Private Estate, which was great. But these Camacho cigars, wow.
Soft chew, great.
And Camacho's not even a sponsor, but I got to tell you, this cigar, Camacho cigar, unbelievable.
And they had a good variety. In addition to the Camacho, they had Macanudo, they had Ashton, they had Monte Cristo.
Romeo and Julieta.
A wide variety. I think we each got about 8 or 9 cigars.
Yeah.
I mean, not that we smoked there, but, nothing wrong with taking a couple for the road.
We did smoke there.
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with nothing wrong with taking a couple for the road.
Yeah.
Or more than a couple for the road.
Yeah.
So that was a whole day there. Well, several hours.
Yeah, that was the Oaks. So we were there for about 4 hours.
We indulged with that gourmet buffet.
Henry Bain sauce.
Don't even want to say buffet, because when you say buffet,
you're thinking about the Golden Corral
or or Circus
King George's Smorgasbord.
Yeah. This was a
It was a dining extravaganza.
A wonderful variety of everything you can imagine. The highest quality, and like Mark said earlier, the mixologists and the beverages were flowing. The wives were drinking champagne. We, again, were just drinking the bourbon and the
This is a
juleps.
Life that only fit for a tastemaker.
I'm telling you. It sure feels good to be a tastemaker.
Yeah.
So we were there for several hours. I don't think I had any winners that day.
No, I don't think so.
And then it was on to the evening, which is, like Mark said, the Friday night before the Derby is the big night for all the galas, all the parties, the red carpet events, and the black tie events. So we had the pleasure of being invited to attend, I believe, three of them.
Yeah. Well, first we had to go back to the hotel. We had to put our black tie on.
Suited and booted.
Suited and booted, right. Yeah. So we had to do the tuxedos. The girls had to get their gowns on. And then we were off to the first red carpet. The first event was the Julep Ball, which is an official Kentucky Derby event. There's official and there's unofficial. There's everything going on in town, but there's only a couple official.
Yeah, I think there's 80 events going on, but there's only, like you said, a handful of official.
So the Julep Ball, we were invited to walk the red carpet and dine as celebrities, which was great. we got this terrific – we were in the green room again first because the celebrities were there, which was sponsored by Tito's Vodka.
Yeah.
And they gave us –
hard to believe that there's a vodka company that's sponsoring a big event like this where it's bourbon country.
Right.
So pretty bold move on Tito's, so big shout out to Tito's.
They gave us this copper
– mug.
Mug with Tito's on it. And asked us to hold it as we walked the red carpet.
I mean, and they continued to ask us to hold it.
Well, when
it.
You fill up the mug with the drinks, it's easy to say, sure, no prob. So we walked the red carpet and did multiple interviews from the start of the red carpet to the end of the red carpet, which was great. And then we went and sat at our table at the Julep Ball, which is great because we also had Carson Kressley at our table and Kim Johnson from
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. So it was great. We had that neat camaraderie between all of us. And
Carson was at the head of the table, as was I.
Like it was at a Thanksgiving dinner or something, right?
I think I even mentioned that. I felt like we were at Thanksgiving dinner. There was eight of us, I think, at the table. A long table surrounded by hundreds of other people, but we had this.
But a great time, and it benefits the James Brown Cancer group in Louisville to help, you know, to find a cure for cancer.
Yeah,
so,
great cause.
A great cause.
Great turnout. Big, you know.
Yeah, big shout-out to Sarah Jacobs for allowing us to participate. And Natalie, thank you, too. We had a great time. The wives had a great time. And we thank you. And then
that was the first one,
yeah, right? Then we moved on to the one right next door.
A block away. We're right next door at the Galt House. Wait.
Unbridled.
Yeah, from the Yum Center to the Galt House, correct?
Unbridled Eve Gala.
Yeah.
Which benefits Blessings in the Backpack. Again, another great cause. A lot of good charities involved with Derby weekend.
Lots of
good
charity.
A lot of good exposure, a lot of good money. You know, a lot of money is being raised for these good causes. So we're glad we were able to add ourselves into the mix.
Yeah. Great cause. Great event. And then we went on to the other event, and it was the Galt House event. And then the next thing you know, it was the next day was the Derby day.
Oh, you forgot about the Grand Gala.
Oh, the Grand Gala.
The final
Gala,
one. The Grand Gala was the last stop on our evening of partying. So, again, this was a great event because you got, you know, Jamie, again, I said mentioned this before, Jamie Foxx was at the Grand Gala, Angela Bassett was at the Grand Gala, Dr. J, I mean, and the list went on and on and on, Star Jones.
Let's not forget Bob Guinea.
Bob Guinea was at the Unbridled Eve Gala.
Hard to keep track of where these...
Because you're bumping into them from here, there, and everywhere. So, you know, this was Friday night. So then it ended.
then before you know it was Derby Day. Where was breakfast?
Brown.
Oh, the Brown.
The Brown Hotel.
Oh, yeah, the one of the oldest hotels in downtown Louisville. Fantastic. A signature for the city and the Derby as well. And that's an annual visit for us to have breakfast there. And before you know it was Derby Day. We were on our way to the event. Fantastic.
The 140th running of the Kentucky Derby.
So it was like a carbon copy of the day before at the Mansions.
Except for this time, we're at the red carpet.
Oh, yep, the red carpet. That's right. No red carpet on the Oaks Day. Red carpet was great. They crammed us into the green room. There must have been 1,000 of us in this small, tiny little room. And they had a cheese platter.
That's about all they had.
Yeah, they had a cheese. They opened bar and they had a cheese platter.
Yeah,
which seemed like it was a. We kind of gravitated to the cheese platter though because it was around that time to have a snack.
Yeah, because we'd eaten a couple hours early.
Yeah,
and now we're there at the red carpet.
Well, maybe that's why they only had the cheese platter.
Yeah, but, they figure you're going in to eat.
Like I said, we were gravitated to it, and then all the stars were coming in one after the other, and we met Olympic. He's an Olympic medalist.
Olympic winner. Yeah,
Johnny Weir.
Johnny Weir.
Yeah,
get up.
Boy, did he have the outfit.
That was some outfit.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And then here comes, what's his name from NSYNC? Joey.
Oh, Joey Fatone.
Now, was that a joke of an outfit or what?
That was the most ridiculous, outrageous. It was like this shorts and a jacket, and it was a suit.
It was matching. And it had like a flower pattern, and it was like
bright colors.
I think the jacket was short sleeve.
Yeah.
And then he had the short pants. And just.
You know, I like a blazer with shorts, if like give you the Bahama look. Now, that's very popular right now. It's very Tommy Hilfiger. But this thing he was wearing was outlandish.
Yeah, well, the Derby is a time and it's an event that you could pretty much splash any type of outfit you want, you know, mix and match, get crazy. But this was just a little...
outlandish?
It wasn't as bad as Johnny Weir's, but it was just...
He was wearing Johnny Weir was wearing a Fascinator.
Which is a
woman's, it's a little woman's hat.
Yeah, a little woman's hat. It's not a hat. It's like a an attachment. Well, I guess
it seemed weird.
Yeah. So it was great. We got to walk the red carpet again and did a couple interviews on there. In fact, we got to the end of the red carpet and we were approached by David Letterman's team.
Yeah.
Asking if we wanted to be on the show. And I'm thinking, first thing I'm thinking was being on the show. But I thought that was kind of weird.
Well, they asked us to sing My Old Kentucky Home.
Yeah, so we did at the end of the red carpet
with the intro
cards. Yeah, we sang it, but it never made the cut. We never made the cut.
Well, never saw it. I mean, if it's out there, somebody, send us an email at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com, and we'll see if we can find it. But it's out there.
The crazy thing is, on the Letterman show on that Monday, he didn't even mention the Kentucky Derby.
Hmm.
I mean, that's a big event.
And
sports fan, too. But, I mean, he didn't even mention not the fact that we were on, but just it wasn't even mentioned.
Yeah.
It's like the Kentucky Derby didn't even happen.
Right.
But and then we went on to the mansions and indulged again with the cigar buffet and the wonderful carvery and
Henry Bain sauce, mint juleps. The ladies were drinking lilies. Champagne was flowing.
So that was our Derby visit. It was fantastic. And
the end of the evening. Where did we end up, Matt?
Oh, we in Maker's Mark Lounge in the heart of downtown Louisville. We were invited guests to attend to have dinner there, late dinner after the Derby. Maker's Mark Lounge, I believe it was on
4th Street
in the heart of downtown Louisville. Thank you and big shout out to the Maker's Mark Lounge for inviting the Harris twins and the Tastemakers to attend. It was fantastic.
The eating extravaganza continued as I had shrimp and grits, which was the best shrimp and grits I've ever had in my life.
I tasted them and I had ribs. I'm a ribs guy and this was a dry rub. They were fantastic. But I got to say the shrimp and grits that Mark had.
Yeah. I had shrimp and grits earlier in the day at the mansions at the Kentucky Derby, which was fantastic.
At the mansions, it was fantastic too?
Yeah, but not as fantastic as the Maker's Mark Lounge on 4th Street in downtown Louisville.
Did not try them at the mansions, but...
you didn't have it at the mansions?
Didn't have it at the mansions.
Really?
Yeah, but boy, were they good at Maker's Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Happening restaurant.
Yeah.
Maker's Mark. It's owned by Maker's...
Maker's Mark Bourbon. Yeah.
So big shout out. We got an invitation to come back next year. It's a little early, but I'm sure we'll check our schedule. And I'm sure, forget the schedule. We're there anyhow.
We're there.
But big shout out to Maker's Mark Lounge and Liz Hazelton, who's the, I'm not sure
general
she's
manager.
The manager, general yeah. manager there. So big shout out to her and her team. And the waiter was fantastic. Oh, let's not forget about the dessert. The bread pudding?
Oh, yeah, it was okay. The bread pudding was okay. I've had better.
Oh, I'd like to know where you had better. In fact, I asked you last week, and you couldn't come up with an answer.
Yeah, but I know I have. I mean, it was good, but
I've had
better.
Not only the best by far.
No. You're not an aficionado of
I am. If you were, you'd be able to provide where you had better.
Yeah, the Monrovian, for one. I'll tell you
that
much. Yeah, the Monrovian restaurant.
Sounds like a newspaper.
Yeah.
Sounds like a newspaper.
But that was I think that completed our Derby weekend.
Yeah, that was a fantastic weekend back home on Sunday.
Sunday
and the week continued. We were invited to a red carpet event at the Beverly Hilton that Bill Cosby was getting
which benefited foster kids.
Foster kids and foster care. And
the Tastemakers are doing stuff every couple of days.
Oh, Mark, again, big shout out to Steamboat Soap Company, because if it wasn't for a company like Little Old Steamboat Soap
Steamboat
Company, Steamboat Springs.
SteamboatSoap.com. They sponsor our show. Debbie, thank you for sponsoring our show. We love your product. We're looking forward to having your product in a couple of events we got coming up, including the Bobby Flay Show, which is just in a few short weeks, which is Bobby Flay's new show. It's the second season of Beat Bobby Flay.
We're providing the gift bags for all his
Wolfgang Puck, Rachel Ray, and Burrell, Bobby Flay. It's a great gift bag opportunity. So if anybody's out there and they want you want your product in this terrific gift bag going to Bobby Flay for a second season of Beat Bobby Flay, and we are gifting 60 of the biggest Food Network stars and 60 of the biggest chefs, celebrities in the world.
So it's a great marketing platform to introduce your brand to these to these star chefs. And,
yeah,
and a couple
thanks,
of the brands
Debbie.
That recently came on board were shophatchery.com.
Yeah. Hatchery is fantastic.
Fantastic presentations, a bunch of seasonings and
spices
and so forth. It's great presentation, and that is shophatchery.com. Recently just came on board, I think just yesterday. So big shout out to them. And they're also going to be in one of our events later this year for the Emmys, I believe.
Yeah, our annual Emmy gifting suite.
Another big shout out to Grumpy Foods.
I love Grumpy Foods.
It's an all natural, no additives, no preservatives, no MSG or gluten.
Yeah.
Bold flavor, and it's been named, Grumpy's has been named, Mark, the best barbecue sauce in the year 2012 by Q Review.
Well, Jeff Greenberg, I guess, is the proprietor.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to getting my sampling of Grumpy's because I could be grumpy sometimes if I get a bad barbecue sauce.
Yeah,
so
I'm very anxious to try this out.
Grumpy's barbecue sauce. We look forward to welcoming them on board to our Bobby Flay gift bag, which is going to be a phenomenal gift bag.
And again, we just recently got on board with this, but do you know off the top of your head some of the other brands that were included?
You know, I don't. I wasn't prepared for that today
just
because I thought that we'd carry up too much of it for the Derby, but next week I'll have everything for the Bobby Flay.
Fantastic. Another event that we participated in last week after the Bill Cosby red carpet event at the Beverly Hilton was the Privy Night of Indulgence at the Westfield Topanga Mall. I know Privy Night of Indulgence sounds great, but then when you throw in Westfield Mall, that's a high-end, classy shopping mall out in Southern California. But
Gucci, Tiffany,
Neiman
Cartier, David Yurman, Jaguar. What was the car that was there? Was that Tesla?
Tesla.
Yeah. So I mean, it was
champagne. What was the champagne that was being
poured?
Always have a hard time pronouncing.
Vuvla.
The champagne was again, flowing nonstop.
The caviar was flowing, the shrimp was flowing, and the vivouvre.
One more time.
Vivouvre.
Very good.
Champagne.
Nice and icy.
Right?
Ended the evening with a cappuccino.
Oh, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mobile cappuccino cart. I guess they're the biggest in L.A. They make the rounds to all these different events.
Mm-hmm.
So they pour your cappuccino for you, and it was
I love when they put the rock sugar in there. It looks like rock candy, and it just
for a stir.
Yeah,
for a stir. Yeah, that was great.
Fantastic. And they had what was the name of the tequila? It was $300 a bottle.
Oh,
it was a premium.
Gosh.
I didn't like it. $300 a bottle. I did not
like it.
It
wasn't very smooth, as others have been.
So, busy week last week, a busy week the week before, lots going on.
Lots is always going on with the Tastemakers, the Kings of Swag, the Harris Brothers, and stars of A&E's Storage Wars. You know, we've got a big meeting coming up, and after we leave here, we're headed to Beverly Hills. So, if anybody's listening to the show and you're in the Beverly Hills area and you see us, pop up.
Where's lunch at today?
Villa Blanco,
I
think, right?
That's owned by one of the housewives.
Yeah.
Vanderpump. Yeah, so if you're in the Beverly Hills area in the next hour or so and you happen to see the Harris Twins, the Tastemakers, and the Kings of Swag, approach us, say hello. We always like meeting fans. We always like meeting new people. So that's happening in the next hour or so.
Yeah, so I mean, that's pretty much what's happened in the last week. So there's lots of stuff going on. And as you continue listening to the show in the coming weeks, you'll see whenever we find out when our episodes are running on A&E Storage Wars, we'll always give you a shout out. You know, sometimes you can't, you know, you don't have a TV guide or you don't know when we're on. We always know when we're on, so you keep on listening. Be sure to hear.
We're not on tonight, but we might be on next week.
Sunday, too. I think they run reruns on Sundays.
Yeah, Sunday, too. Sunday as well. So keep looking at A&E. And exciting news, just signed on last week to be judging the upcoming Miss Hawaii USA pageant.
Yeah, I mean,
in Waikiki.
You can't beat that. So, I mean, there's always stuff going. I mean, you know, 50 minutes is not enough time to go over everything that the Harris Brothers are on. We're writing our article for Fine Lifestyles magazine. We're also going to be judging Miss Alabama and Birmingham later on.
Montgomery.
We're doing something for the BT Experience next month. We're off to Vancouver next week.
Right, for a charity event.
Another charity
Rally
event.
For kids. kids. Was that sick? Rally for Kids with special
it's,
needs.
It's Variety Rally for Kids. Yeah,
with special
so,
needs.
So you know, it's always easy if you want to find out what we're doing, where we're going, who we are, and everything.
How could they find
you
us?
You could follow us on Facebook.com/WOW Creations, Twitter.com/WOW Hollywood. You could follow us on LinkedIn, MySpace, Instagram, Flickr.
Jeez, MySpace, did you say MySpace?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's anything about else? It for now.
Yeah.
Unless
and the website, our wowcreationsmedia.com. It's filled with all sorts of exciting things to let you know where we are, what we're doing, what we're, you know, some photos. You can listen to us here every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time at www.latalkradio.com. We are the Tastemakers. You can keep watching us.
We'll let the fans know and listeners know when we will be on Storage Wars. But keep following us. Like Mark said, there's always breaking news, interesting news, things that come up, and off to Vancouver next week. And I guess that's it, right?
Well, that's never it. But again, lots of stuff going on. So, again, we thank you all for listening to us. We know you have plenty of choices to listen to on radio, internet radio. And we are Mark and Matt Harris.
We are the Tastemakers.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.